It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. Thank you to you for listening. Wherever you might be, whatever you might be doing. It's Monday. We got Monday Night Football going on right now in Los Angeles, California. At this moment, this second, well, the Chargers are beating the Ravens 7-0 in the second quarter of the Harbaugh Bowl. We'll keep you up to date on the game as it continues on. And we talked about running backs and quarterbacks and a college upset. Sorry, Dion, ain't no college playoff for you this year. Highly unlikely. Alabama took it now. We've talked about it all. Future home for Daniel Jones. The resurgence of running backs. We talked about Bo Nix. He's looking good, him and the Broncos. And Jaden Daniels, not looking good right now for Washington. And here we have week 12 of the NFL season coming to a close. We're getting ready for Thanksgiving on Thursday. Man, time flies. How the hell do we get here? Got one game left on the college football calendar outside of conference play or conference championship play and the playoffs. Time flies. Damn it, whoa. Looking at the calendar in front of me right now, it is November 25th. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history. Time flies. They say it flies when you're having fun. Damn, it just flies regardless. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM. Shout out to all my truck drivers out there. Everybody with Sirius. It's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Hickey, we were just talking about Derrick Henry. He just got the ball and took like four guys to even drop him. I don't even know how much yards he got after he was initially touched.
Let's see. I'm trying to count. Close to 10.
Yeah, he almost got 10 more yards.
Unbelievable.
After. Yeah. They got him where? At the waist? Did he try him at the waist? Oh, they cut the replay off. Okay.
First guy went low and just kind of, he just kicked him off to the side. Like, get this bug out of here.
Speaking of low, how the hell did Shador Sanders get it? Did you see that missile hit to his knees the other day?
With no flag?
Oh, my God. Do people not give that much of a damn? Did the what was the referee doing?
That was unreal. I've never seen a torpedo like that.
I haven't seen a quarterback get hit at any level of football in years. Years. He could have broke the dude. Hickey, that was a tear both of your ACLs type thing right there, man.
You are right. And that, I mean, honestly, like, not to be too dramatic, that could have changed the way the whole draft and his, you know, his career next year looks.
It absolutely could. And, you know, it's probably just a matter of inches in changing anything, really. Like, let's really think about that. Damn. You know, if he was 1 inch higher, lower, it really could have changed the outlook. So, yeah, thank God he was okay. Things not looking okay for Colorado when it comes down to making the playoff. The Chargers are leading 10-0. They did kick a field goal a few minutes ago. So we'll keep you up to date on Monday Night Football as the evening continues on. A lot of talk about running backs, a lot of talk about quarterbacks, young. I don't want to say old. I mean, if this was a few years ago, yeah, it'd be old. Thinking about Tom Brady still playing around, and now Tom Brady is running the hell out of the Raiders, probably going to fire their head coach, Antonio Pierce. That's just me guessing. And so we'll get more into that in a second. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Lee is here from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lee?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. And I just have to say how much I appreciate you because you were one of the people that said I asked you last week. If the Gators play the same way against Ole Miss like they played against LSU, do you think they have a shot at winning? And you were the one person who said, well, they'll have a shot, okay? Do I think they will? No, and I can totally understand that. But you actually gave them a chance, and they played better against Ole Miss than they did against LSU. So I just want to say how much I appreciate that, all right? And now the Gators have knocked Ole Miss out of the playoffs. But who do you think now has the best chance at winning the college football playoff, in your opinion?
I think it's Ohio State as an overall. I mean, we'll talk more tomorrow about this. The SEC is crowded, and like you just said, like I said earlier in the show, you can kick Ole Miss the hell up on out of here. I think Ohio State is best situated.
Well, you think they're going to be, but let me ask you this also, and because this is the one team who, in my opinion, is almost like you can't pick them out. What chance do you think Notre Dame has?
Notre Dame has a chance, but who legitimately is taking a look at Notre Dame to go out there and win the whole thing? Like, I think Notre Dame, if I'm being honest, Notre Dame, when I think about college football and Notre Dame, I think about money-making machine. I think about going into Yankee Stadium and having football games and matches and being Notre Dame and not necessarily being a part of a conference, but able to have your own rights agreements and this and that. I think about money. I don't think about being the top of the top of the top. So Notre Dame doesn't even cross my mind when it comes across as, hey, they're going to go out there and win a national championship. No.
But do you think they're going to be in the national championship playoff in the CFP because
they're going to be in the playoff, man. You acting like Army whooped their ass. They beat up on Army. So, yeah, they're going to be in the college football playoff. If you're asking me about legitimate contenders, I see Ohio State, I see Texas, and I see Georgia. That's who I see as the top of the top right now. Everybody else is basically carrying bags and water. My apologies to Oregon.
But you don't think Penn State has a shot?
I just listen. You just gave me credit for giving credit about reality. Yes, Penn State has a shot, but I would bet against them easily. I'm going to ask the same question I asked Hickey earlier. Hickey, do you see You went to Penn State. Do you see them winning?
I can see them winning a playoff game. I can't sit here and tell you they can win a national title this year.
Yeah, we actually talked about this earlier. No, like this.
I know, and I'm sorry, but like that's why I wanted to ask you because you are always honest and you're always pretty much on spot. And
no.
It seems like more about anybody else because it seems like what you talked about comes to fruition, in my opinion.
No, well, listen, if that was the case, I'd be out here playing lotto. I just try to look at what makes sense and what I see. And Penn State, as Hickey said, is good enough to win a playoff game, but I'm not looking at them saying, oh, my God, national champs. I just told you the teams that I think are at the top of the top. That's not to disqualify anybody else. I mean, I'm not going to stand here because I'm standing up and make just bold proclamations that nobody's going to do nothing. I'm not dumb enough to do that, but I'm also smart enough to just look at who the top teams are, you know, and the teams that I think are a notch below. So we'll see what happens. Let's see what the playoff rankings look like tomorrow. That will be interesting. You know, what happens with Indiana after losing to Ohio State, how far Colorado falls, what happens to Ole Miss, and I expect them to fall in the same way that LSU did. So we got something to look forward to tomorrow, Lee. I can tell you one thing. I know this for certain. I know the Gators, you want to know where they're going to be?
Oh, they're not going to be anywhere close. They're going to be going to the toilet bowl. You know that as well as I do.
There
it doesn't
you go.
Matter. They played spoiler for 2 weeks in a row, and that's all that I care about. From the way they started out, that you can't be thankful enough.
Yeah. No more conversations about where the coach goes. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you so much.
No doubt about it. Hickey, by the way, this is exciting news. Did you hear that instead of one Pop-Tart in the Pop-Tarts bowl, we're going to have three Pop-Tarts? Did you see that?
No. You're kidding.
Yes.
let's go. Let's go.
We got three Pop-Tarts in the Pop-Tarts bowl. Okay? And here's the deal. I think the winning team will determine which Pop-Tart they eat.
Oh. I like it. Credit to the Pop-Tarts Bowl. They're doing this whole bowl season right.
But here's the thing. There's going to be, if I'm understanding this correctly, because I just glanced, please believe I didn't sit down and do a deep dive. If this is the case, there's going to be two disappointed Pop-Tarts. Because if I remember correctly, that Pop-Tart last year, or earlier this year, it wanted to be eaten.
Correct. Yes, he was actually very excited to go into the toaster and die, and then had have its body literally eaten for consumption in front of everybody.
Well, what happens to the other two Pop-Tarts? Do they go back on the shelf? Are they stale? Like, what happens to the other two?
Did you see how they're marketing this?
What?
Can I read this? This is a tweet about this.
Go, please.
Only one mascot will, quote, achieve the ultimate pastry dream of being eaten by the winning team.
Yeah, so I was right. I read it correctly, huh?
The three flavors they have: Hot Fudge Sundae.
Oh, no.
Frosted Wild Berry.
Oh, no.
And a mystery flavor that is coming back from the vault.
A mystery?
Whatever that means.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, you got to choose Hot Fudge Sundae, right?
I've never heard of any of these, man. I don't know. I haven't had a Pop-Tart in forever, bro. Maybe you haven't had a Pop-Tart since, I don't know, before the year 2000. Okay. It's been a long time.
I cannot wait for this game already.
I've never heard of the flavors that you just mentioned.
Sorry. I've seen Hot Fudge Sundae before. I think it's like somewhat newer. I don't know what the mystery is going to be.
Oh, man. Wow.
Whoa. Strawberry, maybe? Although, I think that was last year, yeah.
I thought strawberry sounds regular to me. I can't go get a strawberry Pop-Tart in Publix right now.
No, I think you're right. I think it's like the standard, like white icing, strawberry. Look, I think that's what they had last year.
This is gonna be weird, bro. Okay? I don't know. Because the two Pop-Tarts that are left, the way that they market these Pop-Tarts happen to be very, how do I say this? The Pop-Tarts are very central. And so what happens when one Pop-Tart goes into the toaster, the other two that are left, I don't know what they're going to do. What, are they just going to stand around? I don't know. It's going to be interesting, to say the least.
Well, I'll tell you this. Outside of the college football playoff games, the bowl game I am most looking forward to by far is the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Yeah. But you know we're going to have some imitators. I don't know who's going to try to get weird with it. Are we going to have a giant cheese it? I don't know.
Well, the Duke's Mayo Bowl gets kind of weird, but that's just too weird for me.
Don't they eat a bowl of mayonnaise? Isn't that what they do?
They dump a Gatorade bucket full of mayo on the winning coach. God. That's just gross.
Only Will Levis could be excited for something like that.
Exactly right. Ironically enough, Kentucky never played in the Mayo Bowl, which is a shame. But that's like, Pop-Tart Bowl is sick. Mayo Bowl's gross.
Yeah. Well, Will Levis, maybe not this year. But eventually, he's going to have time on his hands. He can go to all the bowl games. Okay? probably next year, he can go to Mayo Bowl. And backup quarterback somewhere, that guy.
He's the official spokesman.
Yeah, good for him getting a W yesterday. But all things considered, there's nothing exciting about Will Levis. Based on what our last caller just said, Hickey, what are the legitimate teams that you look at and say they can be champs?
Definitely Oregon, definitely Ohio State. Now that Georgia is in a position to where they are playing right in the SEC title game, they're playing for a bye, one less game, neutral site, so they'll be, I mean, a lot of those bowl games that are close to Atlanta, close to Athens, so you'll be playing.
Championship game will be here.
Right, so like they will have, unless it's like the Rose Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, they'll have, for the most part, a pretty good home field advantage. I would put now Georgia back into that mix after I had him out for a while.
I did too. I remember I said I'm done with him.
I know.
They get on my damn nerves. Not like the Jets do, but they get on my nerves, man.
You were out on them earlier than I was, and I was surprised when you said after the Texas game or after the Alabama game. I said, I don't know. I thought that was too early. And
see what Carson Beck has been doing with the ball?
Man. It stinks.
They will get to the championship, and he will single-handedly hand the ball over to the other team to win. Come on.
I will say I did enjoy the fact that UMass took a 7-0 lead on them on Saturday.
Oh, my God. Come on. What, on senior day? I was thinking about that. I was like, hey, they got a powder puff here so everybody can go out in a blaze of glory, and here they are just and then they smashed them, which I didn't find surprising. I don't think anybody did, but I still don't trust him too much. It's basically the quarterback that I don't trust. And so that's it? It's just Oregon, Ohio State, and Georgia?
I will say, Notre Dame is playing really well. They're playing some good football. And again, I just think right now they are peaking at the right time to where I just, like, when you just look around, like, there's not many teams you trust. Like, I think Oregon to me is the team to beat. I think Ohio State's right there. Then it's like when you start, I feel like you're just grasping for straws. Like Texas has the talent. But can Quinn Ewers play consistently?
Is he going to be healthy enough by the time we get to the...
Right, he's got an ankle injury this week. Yeah, like, he's glass. Great quarterback, but he's glass.
Yeah.
So it's just like there is a... Almost every team has some sort of wart that has you go, I don't know if they can do it this year. Which I think also, honestly, makes it exciting because I think this playoff will, for the most part, be pretty wide open.
Well, that's good. And nobody needs to look at Alabama running around every stinking year. So I think that's... I will certainly go ahead and take that. I'm going to go with the Ohio State University. And I want to... Hickey, if Georgia had a different QB, one that you could actually trust, I would say otherwise, but no. I would pick against them unless we see Beck get hot. I don't expect that at all. So we can have Lee from Cincinnati call back against. Is he still going to call about the Gators in about 3 weeks from now?
I'm just glad he stopped calling about Lane Kiffin being the next Florida head coach. I guess that was put to bed. I mean, obviously he said Napier's come back, but I think Saturday really put any hopes for Lee to bed of Lane Kiffin coaching the Gators next.
Yeah, he might as well put some money for the Billy Napier fund to keep him around. He might as well be a part of the collective. Yeah, that ship has sailed. I thought that ship sailed months ago, but Lee was still believing in it. It's the JR Sportbrief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. There's about 4 minutes left in the first half of this game between Baltimore and the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers still lead 10-7. We'll keep you up to date as the game continues on. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll give you another update on some of the other things going on in the world of sports. You know, we talk about injuries to a guy like Quinn Ewers. Kristaps Porzingis is back. He is playing basketball. Hickey, did we talk about this last week? Who was going to play more games, him or Embiid?
We did.
And what did you say? What did you say? Embiid or Porzingis?
I think we said Porzingis.
Yeah.
That's now crazy. That looks very good now.
Oh, man. Until Porzingis is out another 3 months. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sportbrief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, Monday Night Football, Chargers leading the Ravens 10-7. And 2 minutes to go here in the first half. We'll keep you up to date. And Peter Schwartz is going to come through and bring us an update in a little bit. I want to bring you an update on this. We'll talk college football and NFL football as a wrap up. Week 12 here, week 13, getting ready to get underway. Thursday, we got football with Thanksgiving. We got Friday with Black Friday. We just got football all the damn time, okay? I got to get this NBA news in. Kristaps Porzingis is back for the Boston Celtics. Yeah, that's a team that really needed him, right? The Boston Celtics are currently smacking up the Clippers. In Boston, 108-81. Yeah, this is a certified beatdown. Well, now they got a 110-83. Whoop-de-doo. Kristaps Porzingis in his first game back. This guy needed, like, ankle surgery. Porzingis, 16 points in 23 minutes, 6 of 12 from the field, 1 of 6 from downtown. 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks, 1 steal. And this is what he just did rolling out of bed today. The Boston Celtics do not need this man. He is a gigantic luxury. He is a 7'3" luxury for a team that just won a championship. Damn it, let me be real here. They didn't need him to win the championship last year. He showed up and had like what one good game in the finals, said here's a boost. And they just took it the rest of the way. Jason Tatum with 20 tonight. Jaylen Brown with 17. Peyton Pritchard off the bench with 18 points. And then the Clippers, I got to be honest, they are surprisingly 11-7. Kawhi Leonard, this man doesn't play basketball. James Harden is out there by himself. 19 points. Zubac, 23. It's just a sad sack of a basketball team. Hickey, meanwhile, I found it hilarious while I was gone last week. Joel Embiid isn't happy with a snitch in the locker room for telling the truth. He wasn't happy with the report that he was showing up late. He didn't dispute that, but he didn't appreciate somebody telling what took place in the room.
He was more upset about it coming out and being publicly shamed than not putting in the requisite work to really get all of his potential out, which is very sad and also very telling based on his career so far.
He is becoming unlikable. And he's not necessarily doing anything, but he is just, he's the stories that are coming out about him and his own words and just the history of how hard he can play when he wants to play is just, he's just, if you're a Sixers fan, do you even want Joel Embiid anymore? Like, have we moved to the place of, I wouldn't mind if Joel Embiid gets moved elsewhere, but then how could you even think such a thing? Because who the hell would take on Joel Embiid? He is just not coming across as a, it's one thing to be hurt all the time. It's another thing when you're now being painted as a lazy bum and we're not just hearing the stories or we're not just looking at him or we're not just going by the words, but we're hearing it from the people that he's closest to, his teammates. Now, there was a report that LeBron James was like, man, this dude is lazy over the Olympics. And now we're hearing his own superstar teammate, Tyrese Maxey, going, the guy can't even show up to work. Like, Joel Embiid is going to be, I don't want to say persona non grata, the unwanted guy, but who wants him? Like, is there another NBA team or fan base who says, I want Joel Embiid? And if you're the Sixers, do you want him out? This is going to be a disaster. This man is going to be making close to, what, $70 million in about 4 or 5 years from now, the final year of his deal, which is a player option, by the way. You think he's going to opt out? He might be playing basketball in a body cast by that. He's just nobody. I don't think anybody feels sorry for him anymore. You played when you wanted to win a gold medal with Team USA. You did it. You played when you wanted to win MVP. You did it. And yeah, you played with a broken face and a broken hand here or there. But it's like you do it just to say that you did, not because that you want to go out there and play. Otherwise, you'd lose weight. Otherwise, you'd be in shape. Otherwise, you would be out there playing, but it's like, hey, I got my money, got a gold medal, I got everything that I need. What else do I need to do? I don't feel sorry for Joel Embiid. And when his career is done, he might be one of those what-ifs. It's one of the most dominant players the league saw in spurts because he was lazy as hell. I used to look and say, oh, I like this guy. Not so much. See, I've turned the page on Joel Embiid. Hickey, how you feel about this dude?
I'm with you. I mean, I've been there for a while just in the sense of, like, this is not a championship caliber player. So if you're the Sixers, what are you doing? And now, like, I think you're right. Like, the Sixers fans have been maybe the last ones to hold on to Embiid and still like him and, you know, rally around him, the whole process thing. And now, like, if you're a Sixers fan, how can you truly respect this guy? Cheer for him, because now it's well known. Again, he doesn't work hard as hard as he should. It's so disrespectful that he's not putting every, you know, ounce of effort in that it takes to be great, which is, I think, a direct slap in the face to you, the fans, and the organization. And now, again, it just brings back what we talked about a few months ago, JR. Why did the Sixers feel compelled at all to extend this man far beyond and far longer than they should have, number one, when it was not necessary at all? And all you do is just make it, like, it's hard enough. I'm with you. I don't think anyone really wants him at this point, which is crazy to say, but that's just a reflection on Embiid. But now, like, if the contract was, what was it, through 2027? Okay, maybe you take a chance and see. Through 2029, forget it. Forget it.
Yeah, it's, yeah, 2020, a player option, $70 million player option. Oh. He's going to be way past his expiration at that point. He's just going to be getting free money. That's just unless his body even lasts that long. And I don't know, he quits and then the Sixers get an injury and insurance pays for, I don't know. Thinking about Joel Embiid 5 years from now just sounds ridiculous given his history. He's just pretty pathetic. It's bad. And Daryl Morey had to double down. It's like, hey, I got Joel Embiid here. I need to keep him. Like, why the hell you give Paul George, who also has an injury history? Oh, by the way, he broke his leg, and I know he's been able to play on it. But damn it, he's 34 years old. You giving this guy a four-year deal? You're paying these two older, broken-down-ish players who's supposed to be, well, Embiid should be in his prime, except for he's old. He's going to be 31 in March. He ain't going to get better as he gets old. He's probably going to get worse. You're putting Maxey out there? Maybe the saving grace is Jared McCain out there. This guy's looking pretty good. Screaming at people that he's going to be rookie of the year while he drops 20 points a game. Not too bad. Also, speaking of old busted up people, Hickey, why is Zion allowing people to put him shirtless on the internet? Why is he allowing this?
Great question. I wish I had an answer for you because, yeah, that was, I saw a lot of comparisons, let's just say, and the comps were not good for Zion.
He had man boobs. He did. He had what they call moobs.
Moobs. At 24, supposed to be in the peak physical condition.
He's showing off his back tattoo, which is just whatever. Okay, I guess you need to. And it... And then he turns around and it's just like, yeah, my man boobs, for people to laugh at me. And then he's some point he's going to complain about people not believing it. Well, dude, you're the professional basketball player, supposed to be one of the premier physical athletes and freaks in the league. And he is when he plays. Well, maybe not so much because he never plays. He's out with a hamstring injury, the same hamstring that basically chopped off his entire season more than a year ago. I think his contract is no longer guaranteed for injury because he couldn't play more than 30 games. Hickey, they were compared. Did you see the comparison between him and LeBron, shirtless?
I did. That was the one that cracked me up the most. It's like 40-year-old versus a 24-year-old.
Yeah, you got a 40-year-old. LeBron James didn't have everybody's built different, okay? But you could at least do work. I remember Julius Randle. Julius Randle came into the league, and he wasn't fat, not at all, but he had weight to him. This man, you could tell he changed his body. He changed his diet. He doesn't have fat on him. He looks like he's ready to work. He plays. He balls out. He plays hard. There's no reason that Zion can't do the same. But what happens is, like a lot of people, you get the money, you get the fame, you get comfortable. Zion is comfortable. He ain't thinking about winning no championship down in New Orleans. Them checks have cleared. They cash. Whether they guarantee his contract for 180 or he walks away with 100, 150, he's lazy. That's it. Like, maybe his hamstring is busted up because he's fat and he's not in shape. Maybe Zion should consider that. And by the way, he had a belly. And Hickey, he was lighter than what he was last year when Stephen A. Smith was killing him for having a belly. And so if his stomach and his chest look like that right now, what the hell did he look like last year?
What, Ben Stiller at the end of Dodgeball?
Oh, man. Just...
Not a good visual.
There's certain teams I want to feel bad for. The Sixers, there was a point in time the Sixers fans, they basically had to choose between, do we want Embiid or do we want Ben Simmons? How does that look today? And if you're the Pelicans, none of your star players can stay healthy to save their damn lives. None of them. And you got to rely on Zion? Here's another question. When the Pelicans want to get rid of him, which I know they wish they could right now, but they can't. Who the hell is picking up Zion? Nobody. They better trade him to what is in front of me right now. Hickey, I'm talking about Zion is one of these. It's KFC commercial in front of me right now.
No.
$5 original recipes are back.
TV's listening.
Yeah, they got to trade Zion to McDonald's or I don't know. What's Arby's? Arby's got the meats. They got to trade him there or something like that. Zion is, I don't think he's long for the league. I don't think so. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. That's the future for Zion. And we don't know what the hell the future looks like for Joel Embiid besides getting paid. When we come back, on the other side of the break. Of course, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. Crazy. It is already November 25th.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man. We knew the game was going to be close, right? I guess they'll play it this way the rest of the way. You just heard it from Peter Schwartz. Baltimore Ravens lead the Chargers in Los Angeles 14-13. And as they showed Baker Mayfield in his celebration yesterday, Hickey, that was too much. Like the Italian hand signal thing there, you know what? And then he explained it away. He's like, hey, the fans love him. Why is Baker why is he bothering Tommy DeVito? Tommy DeVito not bothering anybody? Does that even come into his head to think that this is he's mostly making fun of Tommy DeVito? Isn't that kind of terrible?
I love it, honestly.
Oh, no.
I love a quarterback that can talk the talk, but then also walk the walk. Baker does both. He's having a great year. And I like someone with a little, you know, edge. Hey, you know, I'm not afraid to mock you. You know, everyone loves Tommy Cutlets. Well, I will take this right in your face.
Oh, not what Tommy DeVito's mind is business.
He stinks.
He has to go home to his mother and his laundry. Come on, that's not cool.
Well,
you think Tommy DeVito's mom appreciated that?
I mean, look, I think for them, this is what I'll say about the DeVito family, including his agent. No press is bad press for them.
Oh, well, for the agent. Yeah, I agree.
So, not much shine left for you coming.
Bro.
Enjoy while you can.
That was just, this is doing too. Baker's been a jerk. He reminded everybody how much of a jerk he is.
You think that was a jerk move?
No, what is he going to do? Go back to his college days and plant a flag and wave it around? What are we doing?
That would be, do it. Why not?
Oh, come on. It's just relax. Tell Baker Mayfield to win something, okay? Do that first. Well, he can't. He won't. It's not going to happen.
He did win a playoff game last year.
Bro, you see Baker Mayfield winning a championship with the Bucs?
Not with Todd Bowles as head coach.
And do you see him winning a championship in general? Come on. Not to say it'll never happen, but it's unlikely. I wouldn't bet it. Bet on it.
Unfortunately, I would agree.
Yeah, so win something. Making fun of a third-string quarterback, man. Go do something better. Lame. Hickey, this is my point. You mocking Lamar Jackson? Would he mock Lamar? Would he mock some of the other quarterbacks? No, he's mocking the third-string guy? Come on.
Listen, he's not afraid to mix it up.
No, he is, because he's not doing that to nobody else. Come on, stop it.
Charlie, who else has a traditional... Like, I bet you this. If he played the Jets,
double check?
Yes, he absolutely would do it.
Yeah, because he's washed up and old. Like, stop. My point is, you know, I don't want to say bully type stuff. Pick on somebody your own size. You know, he's not mocking Kyler. You know, I'm not saying this, but he's not mocking anybody else that would have respect, that he knows would come back with the get back. He's not mocking Kyler Murray. And that's on the quote-unquote lower end of the scale. He ain't mocking Josh Allen. He's not. Like, do that. Like, that's why I think it's just weak. He's just a good quarterback, but just petty. He must have missed it. What was he doing last week? Was he vaping? Did he take a nicotine patch? He was taking nicotine gum? What was he doing?
Baker?
Yeah, Baker Mayfield, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. He was smoking?
He took, like, a nicotine gum or one of them chew things. I don't know.
For what?
Because he wanted to get his nicotine fix on the sidelines.
Oh, they got him. Oh, okay.
He popped one of those nicotine chewable things.
Interesting. Yeah. Huh.
Maybe he needed that yesterday. Just bully somebody that it's like Draymond-esque a little bit. Like, pick on somebody you know is going to fight back. Not the third string guy. Lame. Lame, weak-ass Baker. Hope he never wins nothing now. Loser. Anyway, that took place yesterday. Let's go a little bit further back. Today, I can't believe it. It is November 25th. We are 3 days. Icky, is it 3 days away from Thanksgiving? 3 days, right?
3 days away.
3 days away from Thanksgiving. Let's go back in time to a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. How about this day in sports history? November 25th, the year is 1934. Raise your hand if you remember this. Well, if you're driving a car, keep both hands on the wheel. Hey, 1934, the Detroit Lions lost their very first game in franchise history. Of course, they lost to the Packers. The final score, an exciting 3-0. Well, things might be different now. Lions will whoop that ass, okay? Hey, this day in sports history, November 25th, 1979, what a tremendous pairing this was. Pat Summerall and John Madden, they got together for their first game in history. This was between the Bucks and the Vikings. Listen to Pat Summerall talk about this. God rest all of them, both of them. From 1998, he talks about working with John Madden.
18 years, a long time, but it doesn't seem like a long time. I recall the first game we did together. Back 18 years ago in Tampa, which was a very difficult place to broadcast from. You were so high, and their uniforms were difficult to distinguish because they were orange and white and very pale in both areas. And you could hardly see. And I got to the booth after John had already arrived. I didn't know him that well. We knew each other by reputation. But when I got to the booth, it was hot. But he was sweating like I had never seen anybody sweat. And I thought after we rehearsed the beginning of our broadcast for a few minutes and the way he was sweating, I thought this is the wrong business for this guy. But after we started to roll and I came to realize it was not so much the heat, it was his fear of that height that was making him sweat. After we started to roll, after about a quarter, I thought, hey, this guy's going to be pretty good. And by halftime, I said to myself, I hope I'm lucky enough to work with him. And by the time the game was over, I knew how good he was going to be. I didn't know he was going to be this good.
Man, they were just so fun together, and especially in the video games, too. Forget the real life. Forget real life. They were fun on the video games, too. And God rest both of their souls, just two of the amazing people you could ever listen to call a game. Now, them I actually like listening to, okay? November 25th, 1980. How about this? Sugar Ray Leonard made Roberto Duran say, no mas, no more. This was their second match in that year, 1980. Earlier in June, Roberto beat him. Well, this was some get back for Sugar Ray Leonard. Yeah, no mas. No more. I'm finished. I'm done. I don't want no more. How about this day? November 25th. Oh, by the way, yeah, you heard me correctly. They fought twice in the same year. June and November. In what world are fighters doing that? No, it doesn't exist. Hey, 2007, LaDainian Tomlinson, the 23rd NFL player to ever rush for 10,000 yards. How about this? On this same day, the Chargers took on the Ravens and they beat them 32-14. Listen to LT. Get it done.
So two big guys in the center make it tough. Here's Tomlinson breaking into the clear on the corner. 50 down the sidelines to the 30 to the 27-yard line. Ed Reed makes the tackle, and with that long run, Tomlinson has reached the 10,000-yard rushing mark in just 6.5 seasons. 35 yards on that carry to push him easily over the 10,000-yard mark.
That's crazy. LT finished that game with 77 yards rushing. Didn't score a touchdown, but I told you the Chargers beat the Ravens 32-14. What a crazy world, right? In 2007, we had the two same teams playing that we have tonight on Monday Night Football. Right now, the Ravens still lead the Chargers 14-13 About 3 minutes have gone by here to open up the third. Listen, it's been fun hanging out with you. The JR Sport Brief Show will be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you've missed a minute or a second of today's show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We've talked college. We talked pros. We talked quarterbacks and running backs. And we're going to do it all again tomorrow. Let's see who comes out on top. The Ravens need this game more than the Chargers. Ravens expected to compete for a championship. Maybe, I guess, if they could ever knock off the Chiefs. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. You be safe, be well, be cool, be smooth. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you, Hickey. Thank you for listening.